you're telling me that you
got that.
Yeah, you only saw Aaron on, say, on the weekend. Yeah. You know, you went to dance in the past. Do you remember when he proposed to you?
No. No? That's too long ago. And at that time, there was no big weddings up here. We went. We got married at St. Mary's. At that time, I didn't belong to the church yet. We got married at St. Mary's church. She just said, she was in it.
Would they not marry you here?
No, I guess they would. No, I guess they would. Father Heckman, I think, was here at that time. But then I had these dependents, were friends of mine from town. So we had a ceremony and we had a little breakfast. We had a nice breakfast bowl and then we had to leave down on the honeymoon. So we never had any big wedding.
How did it work out between his family and your family, intermarrying between religions? Now, his family was a staunch Catholic family.
Well,
was there any rejection?
Let's put it this way, Grandma Haley had to come and had a talk with my mother.
Yeah.
And that he was supposed to stay in his religion, and my mother assured her that he would.
Yeah.
That there wouldn't be no conflict there, he would be. She died on Christmas Eve.
Your sister died
the day before Christmas Eve. And I remember that the neighbors up here, the Belgians, brought me one of those fast boxes full of bread and cookies and apples and everything. You know, because I was young. And that was
your Christmas, and it kind of ruined your Christmas. Okay, your sister Hilda died here at home?
Yes.
The day before Christmas Eve. And how old was she when she died?
Let's say 14. I'm not quite sure, but I think she was 14.
She was your older sister.
And she was the middle. My oldest sister was Frieda. And she was the middle one, and I was the one.
What did she die of?
Well, I think it was some kind of tropical fever. Contacted from the Peter, so he said she was working for a family, a Chihar family in Jacksonville.
What did she do?
A housework. And she contacted this fever from this Peter by the doctor, the Simon, at that time, the doctor. And he said it was from the Peter by. And they never could break that fever. They just had it. It didn't have no penicillin or anything like that to know the break fever, so that's just what we. She was 9 weeks, she was with this demon. Of course, not all the eyes would go, they thought they had it broken and it would come back again. So it was, wasn't it malarial fever, what mosquito is supposed to carry? Well, we thought it was something like that.
Where was she buried?
In Texas.
Do you remember her funeral?
Yes, slightly. I know we had to hack some of their, I don't think they called it hack, it was a hearse drawn with horses from Texas. I remember that.
Was it the same one that the Catholic Church used?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It was not a lot of community church. Yes. Yeah.
Was there a lake?
I think it's a home. When my mother died, we had a wake here in my home. They were not laid out of the undertaker's room. Well, in fact, we didn't have no undertaker in that room at that time, I don't think. The people were all laid out at home. Like my mother-in-law, too. Harry's mother, she was laid out at home. At the
but you had one here
for my mother. Mm-hmm. Then in 1945, when my daddy died, so she was probably a bit in San Antonio. And, laid out that undertaker in San Antonio and broadcast to the day.
Can you tell me about the wake here?
Well,
tell me all about it. Look,
all the neighbors would come. A lot of them would bring food, you know. Almost the way it is now, everybody brings a little something, you know. Other than that. And there was four people stayed till midnight, and then another bunch was waiting to come and stay for the rest of the night.
So this wasn't just a Catholic festival?
I don't think. No, we did it as a religion.
I've heard a story about a twig in holy water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the Catholics, I'm sure did that. Had a little holy water sitting there, and everybody was coming to bless the body.
Was there a wake for your sister's
team? I don't remember that. I guess maybe